Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hello, everyone. I am so excited. My name is Pastor Jamon Johnson, and I am excited for one reason and one reason only. This is the first show on the Life Without Limits broadcast, and I am so excited. I am so ecstatic to have this opportunity to be asked this, to have this opportunity to be able to share the Word of God with you all on two Mondays out of a month. But today I have someone else that is with me today who's going to help me kick off the show tonight, and that is a brother of mine. Actually, we have been friends for a very long time. I met him back in sixth grade, and we have become beyond friends. We have become brothers, but that is Brother Tavon Mallory, who is on the phone right now. Tavon, can you just come on and just say hi to the people who are listening right now?
Hey, good evening, everyone. Good evening, good evening. I am little brother Tavon Mallory.
All right. So tonight I have an interesting topic I want to discuss tonight. The purpose of Life Without Limits. When I was thinking of something to name this broadcast, I came up with that name simply because I want to help people understand and learn what it's like to live beyond your limits. And what that means is in spite of your situations, in spite of whatever you were born into, in spite of whatever hand that you've been dealt, I want people to understand that God can use that for a greater purpose. And so I want to talk to you tonight, but before we get started, as always, we must start with a word of prayer. And so if you are listening right now, as long as you're not driving, we're going to ask that you would just bow your heads and, you know, close your eyes for a brief moment of prayer. Father God, we just thank you so much. I thank you for this privilege and this opportunity. But right now, God, this is a serious moment. As I prepare to share the message and the Word of God, I'm asking, God, that you will simply be in the midst, that you will remove any distractions, and that you will allow this message to penetrate through the phone waves, through the airwaves, through whatever people are using to hear this tonight, so that they can hear the message from you. In Jesus' name, amen. There's a story in Genesis 37. This story starts one of, I think perhaps for me, is the, one of the greatest stories ever told. I love the story so much because when I hear the story, I see myself within this person a lot. And this story is about a young man who was 17 named Joseph. And in Genesis 37, it starts out by saying this. Genesis 37, beginning. And it says, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. And in verse 5 of Genesis 37, it says, now Joseph had a dream. And he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, please hear this dream, which I have dreamed. In verse 7, there we were binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose, also stood upright, and indeed yours stood all around and bowed to mine. And his brother said to him, shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us? So they hated him even more for the dreams. Listen to that key word, for his dreams and for his words. Then he dreamed still another dream and told it to his brothers and said, look, I have dreamed another dream. And this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed to me. And the last two verses says, so he told it to his father and his brothers. And his father rebuked him and said to him, what is this dream that you have dreamed? Shall your mother and I and your brothers indeed come to bow down to the earth before you? And his brothers envied him, and his father kept the matter in mind. And as you go on, the story gets more interesting to where, because of their hatred, they sell him into slavery. But I want to talk about something tonight. I want to talk about this interesting concept, which is kind of twofold here. I want to kind of talk about the dream. I want to talk about how, you know, the dreams that we have for ourselves and the dreams that God gives us, and how we have people around us who like to put out those dreams or like to kill those dreams. And so I want to talk to you for a matter of that. The story says that Joseph was a young man. He was about 17 years old, and the thing about Joseph that made him different from all his brothers was that he was the youngest, and he was from what we perceive to be a different marriage from, you know, or from a different birth, sorry, from the rest of his brothers. And the text says that one night Joseph is, or one day, whatever Joseph is doing, he has a dream. And in the dream, he dreams something so interesting. He dreams that, you know, the sheaves will come and they were bowing before his and all of these great things. And the 11 stars did the same thing. And his brothers became angry, the Bible said. But before we can even understand that part, we have to understand that even before Joseph's dream, his brothers already felt a certain way towards him. You see, Joseph was given a coat of many colors. Joseph was considered the favorite amongst the other sons. His father loved him dearly. He was the apple in his father's eye, if we can say. And to me at this moment, and what got me at this very moment, was that it almost feels as what Joseph is doing is he's unintentionally causing or adding fuel to the fire. You see, they already felt a certain way about him. They already disliked him. They already, as the Bible says that they hated him. And the Bible says that when he comes and tells them the dream, the brother hates him even more. And I was lost here because I have two brothers, and I love my two brothers to death. Beyond that, my biological brothers, I have at least five other people who I consider to be my brothers. One of which is on this phone. And to say that I hate my brothers, I just can't imagine getting to a place in my life where I can say that I hate my brother. And that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk to my brother that's on the phone. I want to talk about this because it's very interesting. The wording that the author of this chapter uses, he says of this book in the Bible, he says that they hated him. My question is, like, where? I'm just trying, like, I was so lost in understanding this hatred to the point where I went into, like, deep study about their hatred. And one of the things that caught my attention was something that I just said a few moments ago, which was it was like Joseph was, like, adding fuel to the fire even though he wasn't intentionally trying to do it. It's like almost as if, like, you don't know that a person really dislikes you, and you're telling them something, but you don't know the outcome of it. And so, Tay, I want you to come on, Tavon. I want you to come on because I want to talk to you about something, bro. I want to talk to you about not just the hatred, but the Bible says that he had a dream. And the dream that he saw was a dream beyond anything that he could ever imagine. This dream was so great. This dream was so grand. And the reason why I'm focusing on this dream is because God has given all of us a dream or a vision or a plan for our lives. And many times in our lives, the issue that we make is that we tell the wrong people our dreams. And so, Tay, if you can come on, bro, I want to talk to you a little bit about this, man. I want to ask you something, bro. You know, I've known you all my life, pretty much. I can say that. Me and you, we come from, you and I, we both come from the hood.
Relatively same background, yeah.
Yes, we were both young men who perhaps was never supposed to make it to where we are now. And, you know, we've beat many odds along the way, right? We became married. We got married. We went to school. You built your own business. We've done some pretty good things. My question to you is, along the route, were there moments in your life where you felt the dream that you saw, that even from your own family was kind of being, like they didn't see that dream?
Honestly, yes. Only because, you know, the surrounding that we have is one of those, you're a product of your environment. So you don't necessarily think too highly of anyone in your family because, you know, by me being the youngest sibling, it's like, well, you're not going to do it because I didn't do it, you know? And it's like, you just have to find the drive to be better than what you see or what you be around.
I like that you say that drive. For you, we're talking about now, we're talking about two perspectives. We're talking about the spiritual aspect, which I want to hit on, but I want to ask you, in the other aspect, how did you create that drive? Like, how did you build that drive? And I'm asking you that because I know a part of your journey was a part where you had a coming to Christ moment. Like, you know, you had a moment where I remember talking to you and it was like, man, I got baptized. I'm in church. I'm doing this. Like, was that the turning point? The drive?
It actually was because I've been in church all my life, but you know, as a kid, you're there, but you're not there. And just seeing also the better side of things when you do accept Christ. But for me personally, it's just, like I said, just looking at my surroundings and just wanting better. And the way you get better is the drive that you put forward to it. Like, if you don't have any type of goals set, you'll just be sitting and stuck in your same position until you get up and do something about it. And because I didn't like the position I was in, I had to get up and do something about it.
Okay. I think that's interesting because when we look at Joseph, the text doesn't really tell us that Joseph did anything wrong. The text just says, like, Joseph shared a dream. And I asked you that because oftentimes I believe that we share our dreams sometimes with individuals who don't need to hear our dreams, if that makes sense. Like, there are certain people in our circle who just is not going to go where we're going to go. I mean, we can try, and you and I know this because we have friends in our circle, and me and you have this conversation all the time, where we see ourselves, we know what God has called us to. We know that God has blessed us. We know that God has brought us through some stuff in our lives. And we know that God is, like, blessing us. He gave you a gift. He gave me a gift. But there's people, even in our circle, like, if we can be honest and transparent, there's even people in our circle who, if we look at them right now, we say, okay, God, they don't share the same dream or vision that we have. They're not going the same place that we're going. my question to you is, in this process of having this dream and watching who you shared this dream to, I guess I want to know, in that process for you, before I continue and go into the story more in depth, how did you kind of learn who not to share your dream and your vision with?
Really just based on the response you get. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first shared the dream with you, I'm like, hey, man, I got this idea, this idea, this idea. I want to work on it. I want to improve it, you know, whatever, whatever. You were more excited the fact that I had a plan to do something with my life versus the goal in mind. You get what I'm saying? But then when you share the same dream with someone else and you get like a, oh, that's cool, or I hope you do it right, it's like the vibe is different, you know what I'm saying? So you tend to draw back from the naysayers and, in a matter of words, the Debbie Downers to going on to, you know, better things and just, you know, being better for yourself or being better for the people who support you wholeheartedly.
Okay. You know, I think one of the things that I had to learn for everyone that's listening, I never once saw myself here. One of the things, I always knew that God had something great for me. Even as a kid, I knew that there was something better that I was meant to do or greater than I could imagine that I was meant to do. But that moment when God began to share that dream with me and that vision where he said to me, okay, Jamon, I'm taking you somewhere. Like, I remember that moment being 13 years old where God is literally having this conversation with me and God is like, yo, like, I'm about to take you somewhere. And I'm about to use everything that you go through. Listen to this, because this is very important, that I'm using everything that you're about to go through. I'm using everything that I'm about to use, your heartbreak. I'm about to use the pain. I'm about to use the I'm about to use your divorce. I'm about to use everything to help prepare you and take you to where I need you to be. I mean, when you look at the story of Joseph was hated by his brothers. His brothers came up with a plan. This is crazy. They came up with a plan to throw their own brother into a pit. And when they sold their brother into a pit, watch what they do. They throw him into a pit, and they're on the outside having lunch. Like, look at the text. They're outside of the pit. They're hanging out. They're chilling. But their brother is inside the pit. And on the outside of the pit, not only are they chilling, but they're conspiring to themselves. How can we make this situation? Like, we can't go back home to father without Joseph. And one of them decides, well, and we got to go back, and we can't take him with us. So why don't we just tell the father that he was killed? And what they did was, instead of telling their father the truth, which is what they end up doing, is selling their own brother into slavery. They sold their own brother into slavery. And the text says that after Joseph was sold into slavery, he was made a prisoner, and moment after moment, Joseph began to have ups and downs in his life. You know, he began to have those moments where he kind of felt like he, you know, that you know, how those moments where you see a light, where, you know, after all that you've been through, after all that you're going through, you see like a breakthrough. And Joseph began to have those moments where now he's interpreting dreams, but now he's out of the prison. He's out of slavery. He's interpreting a dream, and he's lied on. He's sent to prison, and now he's out of prison, and he's one of the most powerful men in the whole nation. And that was crazy to me. Like, when I looked at that story, God was literally saying to me, look, Jamon, look, everything that you've been through, all the depression that you face, all the ups and downs, all the heartbreak, all the pain, God was telling me that everything that you've been through, and check this out, everything that I'm about to go through, God was using it to prepare me for what he was about to do for me, where he was about to take me. And many of you who are listening right now, maybe you didn't grow up in the hood. Maybe you didn't grow up like us. Maybe you didn't know where your next meal was going to come from. Maybe those some things. Maybe you had everything well. But I'm telling you, God will use everything that you've been through to take you to where he needs you to be. And the reality is that as long, one of the things that my brother said, one of the things that I love that my brother said is that it's that drive that you have. You see, many of us in the process of going through our pit experiences and those moments where we don't know what's next, and those moments where it seems like everything is about to happen, where people are attacking us, where people have given up on us, we give up. But those are the moments that God is looking for us to continue to stand strong, to continue to fight. Look, I'm being honest with you. We were not, my brother and I was not supposed to be. I've seen things that many of my young adults at my church couldn't imagine seeing growing up in the hood. I've experienced heartbreak. I've been through a divorce. I've seen it all. I've felt it. I know what it's like to go through depression. I know what it's like to be at the end and feel like giving up. But I'm here today to let you know that you can't give up. God has a greater plan for you. And the vision and the dream that God has given you, God wants to use it to take you to a place that you don't even, you can't even imagine what God has in store for you. I came from a place where, you know, I was told that I would be nothing but just, you know, just like my father. My father was an alcoholic. He wasn't in our lives. And I battled with that. But I want you to know that God was telling me that I was greater than that, that he had a greater plan than that. And the whole purpose of this is I want you to recognize that your visions, though people are trying to put out your dreams and people are trying to stop your dreams from coming true, what are you going to do about it? You got to have some drive. You got to fight hard. And one of the biggest things that I had to learn is, one, I had to put my trust in God and God alone. Realize this, that God gave me the dream in the first place. He gave me the vision. He gave me everything already. The Bible says that he said to Jeremiah, before you were even born, I knew you. That I have already equipped you with everything that you need. Just go and do what I've called you to do. And God sees the depression. He sees everything. He sees the pain. He sees that people are trying to stop you from achieving what you were meant to achieve. But God is saying today, will you trust him with what he has already given you? He's giving you the ability to go where he wants you to go, but he wants to see what are you going to do in the process of him preparing you for what he has for you. What are you going to do in the wilderness? Are you going to be like the Israelites who, while they were leaving Egypt, they were constantly looking back and doing things? Realize this, that their wilderness experience, them being in the wilderness, was not supposed to last 40 years. They stayed in the wilderness because they caused the duration of their wilderness. And many of us, many people who are listening to this call, or many people who will listen to this, I want you to know you got to stop causing your duration in the midst of your wilderness, meaning you got to stop doing what you're doing to get yourself out of that wilderness. God wants you out of it. But while you're in that wilderness, understand this, God is prepping you and he's preparing you for something better, something greater. Your wilderness experience is meant for something good. Joseph is in the pit, put in there by his own brothers. His brothers hated him that much that they rather see him sold into slavery than see him at home. Think about that. that they rather see their brother go through the God knows what rather than be at home. And what's so powerful about this story is that no matter what Joseph goes through, Joseph never stops believing in who God is. Moment after moment, God gives Joseph dreams, and Joseph is persistent with making sure that he does exactly what God tells him to do. What are you doing with the dreams that God has given you? At TV, you turn your TV on, you see all these rich and powerful stars, and you say to yourself, oh, I would love to have that money. God is not concerned. God wants to know, what are you going to do with the little things that I have given you? You may not be the best at what you do, but what will you do with the little that God has given you? You may not can sing like the greatest singer in the world. You may not be able to do this. You may not be able to. Maybe you were never good at English, but God is saying it's time for you to write that book. God says that he has already given you everything that you need, and every step of the way, God is walking with you. Think about that. Joseph was sold into slavery, put into the pit, sold into slavery. Had a dream, interpret the dream, got out, interpret the dream. The wife lied on him, sent him to prison, and he got back out and became governor of the land. You can't tell me that if God can do it for Joseph, I know God can do it for you and I. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you've done. God just wants to know, one, what will you do with the little things that I have given you? Two, will you take action? Taking action doesn't mean necessarily always fighting back, but taking action sometimes means you got to stand up for yourself. Sometimes you got to go and do things that seems impossible. Third thing, will you have faith in Jesus Christ? Because you can accomplish nothing. My brother, Tavon, I've seen him grow and seen him do some amazing things. He started his own business with just a simple vision and concept. He started it, and his vision and his business is consistently growing. Why? One, he was persistent. Two, he developed that relationship with God. And three, he had faith that no matter what happened, his vision was going to come true. That's spiritual right there. God has already given you what he has for you. He has already put the dream inside of you. But will you be persistent? Will you trust in him? When you have that faith, will you stand up? But I get it. Many of us, we're tired. We're tired of standing up and fighting back. But the question is today. God wants to know, are you tired of being in that pit? Because if Joseph would have gave up in that pit, Joseph would have never became governor of the nation. If Joseph would have let his circumstances and his situations tear him down, Joseph would have never achieved greatness. And for many of us, for many of you who are listening, you're never going to go anywhere until you step out and you do something about it. Bro, I want to ask you another question. As we, you know, we're nearing through this. My question is about something that I just said. It's about that persistence. It's about, you know, I know along the way, and you don't have to share details, but along the way, there's been moments where you felt like giving up on that dream that you have. And for those of you who are listening, he started this company. He just had a simple dream of starting, you know, his own apparel company. He wanted to make shirts. He wanted. And I think that's what it simply started out as. And it kind of morphed into some more stuff to the point where he not only does shirts, but he does so many other things. And to be honest, man, I see this going somewhere that I think that you don't even see it going. Like, I see it being a brand, like a brand, a recognizable brand. But my question for you is, and it's really, it's for you, but it's, I want you to talk to those who are listening, man, who are on the verge of giving up on their dream. If you can tell them one thing, what would you tell them about to that person who's on the verge of giving up on the dream that God has given them?
The main thing, it's a kind of like a twofold thing, is keep the faith. Because one major reason, this is what you ask for, you know, like you ask for your life to be in a better position, but with this better position comes hard work. With this hard work comes a little downtime to where you're not going to get everything done. You're not going to, you know what I'm saying, be happy all the time. But with the faith that you have, and the goal in mind, this is what you ask for, you know? So if you look at the greater goal for yourself that God has put in you, that should keep you going, you know? That should push you. Like you just said, I started off just wanting to do t-shirts. That expanded to something further, greater than I ever expected. So maybe sometimes this is not even about you to keep on doing great, but to influence and inspire others to do great as they see you.
No, I think that's true, because oftentimes we get so caught up in the dream being for us, you know, that we forget that in the process that maybe the dream is somebody like now. Like, I never thought I'd be asked to do a radio show. Like, I you know, if you know, me and you talked about this. If you would have told me this like a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, 6 months ago, I would have laughed, because this isn't something that I saw myself doing. This wasn't a part of my plan. But God said, "Look, this isn't about you at this moment. You know, like, you have some stuff. You've been through some stuff. You've experienced some stuff that there are some people out there who are struggling. Like I've been a single father for like 3.5 years, man, doing this thing by myself. Like, God was like, these are the things that there are some other Christian folk. There are some other folk who aren't Christians who need to hear that if I did it for you, I can do it for them, you know? And so maybe a part of that dream. And I like that you said that, bro, because, you know, it's blessing others and helping others come up along the way. And I think that's one of the things, man, if I can say that I love most about you, is that we share that dream together. Like, we both have two different dreams, but I think our vision, though, is kind of the same. Like, we just want to make a difference in this world, and we want to provide a better life, you know, for our families. But what I love most about you, bro, is that you and I kind of build each other up in this thing. You know, I remember, you know, Tavon called me a while ago, and he said to me, he said, "Man, I'm so proud of you." And I was like, "What? Like, I'm not doing nothing." And he was like, "No, I'm proud of you." He was like, "Man, because I remember you would always say, I just want to preach the gospel, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that." And he was like, "Yo, you living out the dream that you've had since high school." And that's crazy, because along the route, man, there's been difficult moments. There's been moments where I wanted to give up. Just like there's been moments, you know, he wanted to quit. But that connection was like, "I'm not going to allow you to give up. I'm not going to allow you to quit. I'm not going to allow you to stop, to lose this dream, to stop doing what you have to do because of roadblocks." And I say that to say that life will bring you roadblocks, but you got to keep going. You know, I heard a preacher tell me once that if you can't go over the hurdle, that you can either go under or you can go around it. But no matter what you do, you got to keep running that race. I'm going to end with this story. Story was told. I tell this story to whenever I preach sermons about endurance. There was a race once, and there were four runners. When they got to the race, they learned that the race had already been won, that somebody had already came, and they won the race, and they won the grand prize. So the person says to them, do you still want to run the race? I mean, somebody has already done it. They won the grand prize. They won everything, but you can still run if you want. The first runner, he's like, nah, I don't want to do this. So he quits before the race starts. The second starts the race, starts running, but in the process, she sees her friends in the stands. So she diverts and goes to hang with them. The third one runs the race, but when a hurdle comes, he can't jump it, so he sits on the side and he's watching. Now, the last runner is someone who runs the race and finishes it, and at the end, when he finishes the race, the announcer comes to him and says, hey, because you ran the race and you finished, the person who ran yesterday and won the prize wants to share the entire thing with you. I know that sounds crazy and almost unrealistic, but that's the reality, is that who will you be like? Which one of the runners are you like in this journey? Joseph ran that race and he finished it. It had many hurdles along the way. It had some high jumps. It had some low, he had fall. He had some moments where he wanted to give up, but he finished the race. He ran it. He endured to the end. And the difference for us as Christians, the difference for us as believers of Jesus Christ is this, that our grand prize is not money, it's not clothes, it's not materialistic things, but our grand prize is Jesus Christ. It's eternal life with him. My question, my last question to you is what's worth it? Would you rather give up now because your vision and your dream seems unreachable? Or do you want the grand prize, something that you can have forever? I thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. Just keep me in prayer, and I would do the same for you all as we continue this journey living for Jesus Christ. But keep me in prayer. My goal and my job is to simply try to save as many souls as I can. So if just pray for me. I want to bring you all the best messages that I can. I want to have honest and open, transparent conversations with you. And so just keep me in prayer. I'm praying for you all as well. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you. We recognize that you are the one who called us. We recognize that, God, we have people around us maybe who don't want to see us achieve anything. Maybe they don't want to see us grow in you. Maybe they don't want to see that vision that you gave us come to fruition. But what we do know is that there's an enemy out there by the name of Satan who's trying to keep us from achieving the ultimate prize, which is you. God, I thank you for placing that dream, that vision within each and every last one of us. Thank you for running the race for us and preparing the way. But right now, God, there's somebody on this journey. There's somebody in the pit right now. They're like Joseph. They're stuck in the pit. Maybe they're stuck in prison. Maybe every time things seem to go right, something wrong happens. I'm praying that, God, you will be with them right where they are. Praying for that person who's addicted to substances. Praying for that person who's been abused. I'm praying for that person who doesn't know where their next meal is going to come. I'm praying for that person that's struggling with their identity. I'm praying for that person who doesn't believe that they're meant for something great. I'm praying that, God, you will allow them to understand that they are meant for something much more than they can ever imagine. But until they come out of that pit, until they put trust and faith in you, until they determine in themselves that they want to change their situation, then they won't go anywhere. God, I thank you for myself and thank you for my brother. Thank you for Pastor Toy. Thank you for Brother Robert for providing this opportunity for me. And I'm praying that, God, you would use this radio broadcast that you have blessed the pastor with. As she continues to expand, I'm praying that, God, you will bless her beyond measure. We thank you, God, for everything that you have done. This is our prayer, believing that you have already answered it. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor, if you can come on for me, if you're there, if you could come on for me.
Amen. We just thank and praise God for Pastor Jermaine Johnson, for the work that has gone forward this evening. I'm sorry. We just bless and praise God, and also for his host, Brother Tavon. I don't know about y'all, but I was truly and truly blessed. For those out there who gave their life to Christ this evening, we encourage you to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God, that's why Purpose Kingdom Network is here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We will be broadcasting with DTW Ministries and the host, Reverend Aaron Williams, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Also, you can follow us for our morning walk in God's Word. We start each morning with a chapter of scripture that we send out and share via Anchor FM. You can listen to it on any of our social media pages, or you can log into anchorfm.com and listen in right there. Please know that we would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Pastor Jermaine, you can close us out in prayer. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you. I'm praying for someone right now who perhaps wants to give their life to you. I'm praying that, God, you will enter into their lives, God, and I'm praying that you will begin to change them from the inner, from the inside to the out. Praying for each and every last individual, God, as appreciative as I am, thank you so much just for allowing this to take place. But Father God, as we go throughout this week, I'm praying that you will protect us from the enemy, that you will bless us, and that you will keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you all be blessed. Have a good night.
Jesus bled.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not.